Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010 lies open for you. And we want to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. If you have a health challenge you need help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lori Stawicki will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Sacrifice of Tears. Lori has a very interesting story to tell about spiritual warfare. Lori was raised in a closed Christian circle in a small town in Iowa, and she's got some really cool things to say about spiritual warfare and spiritual welfare. Lori Stawicki will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we will get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, the level of good health and nutrition, truly a win-win business opportunity. You make money, you help change the world. And you get to work out of your home as well. That's what network marketing and a home-based business is all about. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number today. Lori Stawicki will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about spiritual warfare. Yesterday's guest was, shall we say, a little bit, he was concerning, we'll say, or at least what he was talking about was concerning. I got a call from a gal yesterday, and she said I should stop calling this program The Bright Side and call it The True Side, because there's so much negative stuff out there, and I had to tell her, don't freak out. That's the thing. There's so much stuff going on in the world today that makes it easy to freak out. We can't freak out. We got to stay poised. You've got to stay in control, because really, at the end of the day, there's way more things going right in the world than there are going wrong in the world. There's way more things going right in our bodies than are going wrong with our bodies. No matter how severe our health challenges are, I don't care if you're on your deathbed with stage 4 cancer, there's way more things going right in our body, just like there's way more things going wrong right in the world than there are going wrong. And because of evolution, we are hardwired to be negative. It's called negative bias.
Psychiatrists and psychologists call it negative bias. The brain is designed to see what's wrong, not to see what's right, because what's wrong is where the survival threat lies, not in what's right. And unfortunately, we've got a power structure, a system of control in our world, in this country certainly, and in the world, that feeds off of fear, that needs us to be scared, that needs us to feel like we're not enough, that needs us to feel like the world is falling apart, because that's where power comes from. It's the job of us citizens, as well as an honest, not a bought-off fourth estate press, to cut through narratives. To cut through narratives and see the boogeyman, to see the reality that's been created for us, where there's enemies everywhere. And throughout modern times, there's always been an enemy. Probably throughout history, there's always been an enemy. In the 1940s, the enemy was the Huns. In the 1960s, the enemy was the Cold War. In the 1980s, the enemy was Arab terrorists. In the 2000s, it was ISIS. In the 2020s, it's an invisible enemy. Anybody notice a pattern here? There's always an enemy. There's always something to be scared of. That's why I say turn off the news. The news is there to perpetuate the narrative. I consider my job on this program to be exposing the narrative, particularly in the world of health, which is a major aspect, a major facet of this control narrative. Yesterday's guest, Mr. Klayman, is exposing it in his own way, a little bit negative. Don't fall for the negativity. Use your spidey sense. Use your intuition. Use your magical They Live glasses. I don't know if you ever saw a movie called They Live. If you haven't, you might want to look into it. The guy puts on his glasses and he sees what's true, and it's pretty creepy what's true. Put on your They Live glasses. Anybody seen the movie They Live? Give us a call, 844-236-6010. I'd like to hear what you guys thought about it. See past the story that's being told for us. See past the agenda. Larry Klayman yesterday was expressing himself honestly and legitimately and justifiably, but counterproductively. It's counterproductive to promote fear. We don't do our best work when we're in fear. We don't think well when we're in fear. The reptilian brain, the part of the brain that is designed for our survival, is an energy hog. It steals the blood from the prefrontal cortex because survival is the most important imperative. If you don't survive, you don't need to make good decisions. Survival is first. And so we're susceptible to messaging that implies that our survival is at threat. If you are listening to something and you feel fear, you feel scared, you feel depressed, you feel anxious, stop listening to it. One of the great gifts that God gave human beings, or the divine force, whatever you want to call it, is that we can only think one thought at a time. You cannot think two thoughts at the same time. Every single thought is the star of its own thought show. There's no two thoughts that you can think of at the same time. So what you think, what you're thinking of should be chosen very wisely. Think of the good stuff. There's so much good stuff. That's why I love near-death experiences, by the way. I love hearing people's near-death experiences. I listen to near-death experiences on YouTube daily. Everybody should. And I love having near-death experiences on the Bright Side because they know what's true. They know what's important, people who have suffered near-death experiences. They know what's real, and they know what's fake. The world is not a terrible place. It's a beautiful place. It's an organized place. It's a structured place. It's an intelligent place. It's human stories that mess things up. There's so much structure, and there's so much organization, and there's so much beauty everywhere we turn. Even just in our human bodies. That's why I call this program The Bright Side. I am personally in awe of what the human body can do, of what a cell can do, of what organs can do, of what our immune systems can do. But if you watch the news, you're not going to hear any of that stuff. What the heck good does the news do anybody? This current health crisis that's going on, we wouldn't even know it existed if it weren't for the news. They're not our friends. The people who are promoting these kinds of ideas, the people who are promoting the cultural narrative, the people who have been bought into this cultural narrative and who have an agenda to tell it and to freak us out are not our friends. And that's one thing that we have to keep in mind if we're going to watch this stuff or if we're going to participate in the news, read the newspaper, watch Fox News or whatever, OAN or MSNBC, whatever it is. All right, sorry to get on my high horse there, but That was my take-home message from Mr. Klayman yesterday. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We shall return right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in just a sec. Lori Stawicki will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk spiritual warfare and spiritual welfare with Lori, who's got a very interesting story to tell, and she tells it in her book, Sacrifice of Tears. Lori Stawicki will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in just a second. I want to just read this one story. This was in the cover, actually, of New Scientist magazine. Eat yourself young. Why caring for your gut microbiome holds the key to healthy aging. Now, we talk about the probiotics and the microbiome on this program all the time. The average person still out there still is not familiar or at least doesn't know about how powerful and important probiotics are. And when we talk about probiotics, even on this program, we tend to emphasize the digestive health benefits. And there are many digestive health benefits associated with using probiotics, like Yongevity's Nightly Essence and the probiotics that are found in the Daily Digest packets. Definitely important for intestinal health, important for bile health. There's a crosstalk between the gallbladder and the intestine and how the intestine is functioning. And messaging that's coming out from good bacteria in the gut actually communicate to the gallbladder and the liver to affect the production of bile. So we know that probiotics are important for the digestive system, but evidence is now growing that these little bacteria, these microbes in the intestine, also play a very important role in aging and longevity. It may be that probiotics in the gut are one of the most important anti-aging supplements, probiotics that is, are one of the most important anti-aging supplements you could ever use. Now, of course, taking probiotic supplements is a great way to build your natural bacteria. Sometimes we call the gut bacteria probiotics, but that's not really accurate. Probiotics are a supplement. Probiotics support life, support biosis. So probiotic supplements support bacteria in the intestine. As well as in the lungs and on the skin, you have microbiome and bacteria throughout your body. But we focus on the intestine usually when we talk about probiotics. But due to their multiple effects on the immune system, on the brain, on the circulatory system, and for anti-aging, it's important to recognize that taking probiotic supplements are important for much more than just digestive health. So how do you build probiotics? Well, certainly you can take your Nightly Essence. That's one great way. Using apple cider vinegar or something acidifying for the digestive system. That's another good way. Using bile salts, lecithin granules, your ultimate enzymes. That can support the microbiome. Eating fermented food is another great way to support the microbiome. Eating veggies and fiber. The bacteria in the intestine love fiber, so making sure you're getting veggie fiber. And then using prebiotics, prebiotic supplements. Prebiotic supplements include things like resistant starch, inulin, and one of my personal all-time favorite nutritional supplements, which is a prebiotic, and that's beta-glucan. We've talked about beta-glucan in the past as an immune booster, but it's also a prebiotic. That is, it helps support probiotics. You get beta-glucan in the Yongevity Restart Your Life products. And beta-glucan also has benefits for your skin as well. We'll talk about that as we continue discussing the skin on the Bright Side in our coming episodes. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Comrade Kevin in Moscow. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, buddy.
Sorry, I got you on speakerphone. I'm in the kitchen cooking.
Okay.
Yesterday you had a great guest. I didn't think he was negative. He was pragmatic.
Okay. Fair enough. When he was done talking, I had to take a deep breath because I found it negative. But I can see what you're saying.
He gave a reality check.
Well, you know, here's the thing about reality. Reality is in the eye of the beholder. How we see reality varies, and we tend to think that when we see reality, that's what's real and everybody else isn't, but that doesn't stand up to scrutiny. We all have our own perspectives, and that's what I was saying earlier. You can only think one thought at a time. Yeah, you can think that, you know, the politics is all whacked out and mandates are all whacked out, and you can also think about how wonderful your heart is, or your grandchild is, or your home is, or your... No, hang on, let me just finish real quick. Kevin. We have a home for the most part. Most people listening here have a home. Most people are wearing clothes, have clothes, warm clothes to wear, blankets. Most people have plenty of food in the fridge. Most people, you know, there's some people that don't, but most people do. There's so much going right. But our negative bias puts our attention on mandates or on governments or on tyranny. And I'm not saying those aren't true. Like, you're right. They're true. But what are you going to place your attention on? Why don't we place our attention on the glass half full? That's all I'm pointing out. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kevin.
Did you go to Catholic school as a boy?
No, I didn't. What did you learn?
Because I remember specifically the nuns told me you can't think of more than one thing at a time. And okay. Even my daughter is sitting here right next to me.
Yeah.
She says, I can think of more than one thing. And I can remember my... it was a horrible nun. She was horrible.
But, well, hang on, though. That's an illusion for your daughter. She can't think more than one thought at a time. It's not possible to do that. You can think one thought after another. Thoughts are sequential. The way a thought arises, we talked about this before, and it's really important to understand thought because thoughts rule our lives. A thought is just a voice in your head saying something. That's a thought is just a voice in your head. It's just words. If you just right now tell your daughter right now, just change the words she's thinking and notice how her mood changes with the words she, and everybody listening can do this. If you just change the words, the vocalization of the thought, because thoughts are vocalizations inside your head, you'll notice your mood changes. If you think about the tyranny and the fascism and the mandates, your mood is going to change. Your biochemistry is going to change. Cortisol will spike. Your blood pressure will change. You'll start secreting different patterns of blood flow in your brain. An entire cascade of biochemistry is going to occur based on the words. Based on the words you're saying. Why don't we just say good words? You know? Is that simplistic? Do you think that's simplistic?
A lot of people, it is simplistic, but it's true. But life is what you make of it.
Yes.
But
yes.
There's a lot of people losing their jobs because they want to live the American dream they want to.
There's a lot of bad things happening. There's always a lot of bad things happening. Yes. There's always a lot of good things happening. Go ahead.
Before we run out of time, I wanted to. You mentioned that cool movie, They Live.
Yes. And you saw it?
I don't know if you saw it, but did you remember about 5 or 6 years ago, the young kids were wearing Obey. Remember that was one of the words they wore with the glasses?
Yeah.
Obey baseball caps. They also had conform, buy, sleep.
Oh, that's funny.
Assume. And the big one, why a lot of people are depressed is they watch TV. I haven't had TV in 8 years. You know, I told you that before.
You're smart, Kevin. You're a smart guy.
Go to the internet, I get what I want, and it doesn't have any of the crap in it.
Well, you know, these days, I've been doing a lot of, I always do a lot of research, but I've been trying to research stuff that's going on today in the world. It's hard to find the research. It's hard to find the stuff because it's all being censored and controlled. So even the internet is now, it used to be the wild, wild west of information. Now it's all controlled. It really becomes hard to do. But what can't be controlled, Kevin, is Kevin, last thing I'm going to say. What can't be controlled is your intuition and your spidey sense, your third eye.
No.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for your call, buddy. Appreciate it. Appreciate you very much. All right. Lori Stawicki will be with us next. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Musician Drake on Monday night issued his first public remarks on the devastating tragedy at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, where he made a surprise appearance before a stampede of concertgoers led to the deaths of 8 people. Drake socialized, quote, "My heart is broken for the families and friends of those who lost their lives and for anyone who is suffering," end quote. Thousands of migrants sought to storm the border from Belarus into Poland on Monday, cutting razor wire defenses and using branches to try to climb over them. The siege escalated a crisis along the European Union's eastern border. Poland's government said it had rebuffed an illegal invasion and claimed the situation was under control. The city of Brea in Southern California unanimously supported a memorandum November 2nd to approve salary increases and relax sick leave for its police department. Will allow the city to attract more qualified applicants when hiring new officers and other employees. USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
CNN White House correspondent asked Transportation Secretary Monday when racism will be removed from our nation's roads.
The construct of how you will deconstruct the racism that was built into the roadways.
We have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
With the supply chain crisis strangulating American businesses, $1 billion tax dollars will be spent to remove racism from our roads. Journalist from The Hill, Jill Concha, tells Fox News his take on racist roads.
Look, I'm old enough to remember first reporting that April Ryan, who portrays herself as an objective White House correspondent and analyst for CNN, once agreed to host a fundraising event for Pete Buttigieg when he was a 2020 presidential candidate. Only after she got caught did she pull out of that event while hilariously claiming she didn't know it was a campaign event. So this isn't somebody who's remotely objective in terms of asking the question. She's the same person who went off on Sarah Sanders and accusing her for not making a chocolate pecan pie on Thanksgiving. Sanders was press secretary at the time. Because this is just a vanity job for Mayor Pete. It's setting up his next presidential run, which could be as soon as 2024, because apparently the guy currently in office, his own party, more and more saying, please don't run in 2024. We'd rather have somebody else. And Buttigieg, the scuttlebutt on the street is he'll be that plan B since Kamala Harris is currently polling at 28% approval.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Get a search box and 11 years of daily archive information. If you miss a program, want to review a topic or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews we have up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase your favorite longevity products off all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was healing is beauty. When you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that's why we have over 2,000 4 and 5-star reviews, which are up at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatment products. Truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right. I am super excited to speak to our guest today, L.J. Stawicki. Rory Stawicki is the author of a book, Sacrifice of Tears. She's got an interesting story to tell about childhood trauma and the basic principles of spiritual welfare and spiritual warfare. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Lori Stawicki. Hey, Lori.
Hi there.
Good to talk to you. Good morning. So you have a very interesting and really kind of difficult story to talk about. First of all, tell us a little bit about your story, and then I'm wondering, what is it that made you want to share this really super personal story that you have that most people wouldn't even want to talk about, let alone write a book about it?
Sure. Well, yes, let me just start by saying I was raised on a farm in the Midwest outside of the town, about three miles outside of a very small town of about 600 people. And I was also raised in an exclusive Christian group, which kind of basically means we were told we weren't really supposed to have friends with outsiders.
Would it qualify as a cult?
So,
would it be something they would call?
You know, people have said that before. And so, you know, I'm not an expert on cults, but, my first husband said it's like a saved cult, like the closest thing to a saved cult.
Did they use, like, cult techniques, indoctrination techniques, like keeping you separated and trauma and all that kind of stuff?
Well, they did not purposefully do any trauma, but my personal story did have trauma in it, because in my household, my mother was a very angry person, and so she took it out on us a lot. So that was a hard part of my story. But I do want to say, first of all, that I don't want to come against, you know, churches or come against the church. I don't even want to give my own circle a bad name, so to speak, because, you know, I believe in the body of Christ, but I just know that there are lots of great churches, but there's also some that are a little bit off in some ways, you know, and they don't know it, but they kind of are, you know.
Are there clues? Are there clues to a church that is off in some way?
Well, I think that you were that you kind of hit the nail on the head when you said something about secrets. I've told my kids this too. When my kids would go to their dad's house and they would say, "Oh, we're not supposed to talk about this or that," I would say, "No. If there is somebody telling you that you need to keep a secret, then that is not right." You know, but I'm not. So that did happen in my home, you know, like my mother would be like, "No, don't talk about what goes on here." But that wasn't necessarily a church problem, you know what I'm saying, because the home was different than the church. However, I would say in an unhealthy church, there's a lot of control. There's a lot of, like, you must behave like this and you must not behave like this.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
So what does spiritual warfare mean to you?
Oh, wow. So spiritual warfare is really for a lot of, I guess you'd say, hardcore Christians, because you would not want to be an amateur and do any kind of spiritual warfare. So I believe in the spirit world. Obviously, we are spirits. We live in our bodies, you know. Christians believe, I'm not sure what perspective, you know, everyone is here, but Christians believe that, you know, after our bodies die, our spirits live, you know, either in heaven or in hell. And so we are spiritual beings. I believe that God spoke the word into existence. He spoke the world into existence. So, like, I think the natural comes from the supernatural. So, like, things that are now were made of things that we cannot see.
But there's an invisible world that leads to the visible world.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And, of course,
how does warfare play into that?
Yes. Well, there's a verse in 1 Peter, and it says, "Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he must flee." So that is the basis of spiritual warfare, the first part of spiritual warfare. And I think we've all heard stories. I don't know if we all have, but I've definitely heard stories of people who were, you know, attacked by spirits, or others who have seen demons and different things like that. Others who have, like, seen the effect of demons. We've all, you know, heard about haunted houses, and especially around this time of year, you know, there's, like, the spiritual world comes more into focus around Halloween, you know, unfortunately, kind of more towards the dark side, you know, unfortunately. But the first part of spiritual warfare is, first of all, is submitting to God, just like it says there. Because if we are not feeling good about where we are at with God. Like if we have done something we know is absolutely wrong and we have this bad conscience about it and we haven't confessed it or whatever, then we don't have confidence to fight. You know what I mean? And that makes sense in pretty much every arena. You know, if you believe in your leader and if you believe in your cause, for instance, if you're a soldier and you believe in your leader, you believe in your cause, you believe in what you're fighting for, and you have a good conscience, you can do a lot. But if you are that soldier and you're going, okay, I don't really believe in this cause, and, you know, I just did this horrible thing yesterday to my teammate, and, you know, I don't feel good about that, you know, it just does not create a good atmosphere. And so that's kind of the same principles with spiritual warfare. You first have to know that you are totally in right standing with God. And, of course, the way to do that, Christians believe, is to believe that Jesus died for everything we have done wrong. You know, first of all, that Jesus did die for our sins and that we can, you know, confess them to God and he can and will forgive us. So that's the first thing, is just being right with God before you can ever fight the enemy. You know what I mean? So, so that's the first thing, is just submitting to God. And the second thing then is...
Well, before, let me ask you a question. Let me ask a question before that. When you say submitting to God, I'm doing air quotes here because I don't really know what you mean when you say God, but submitting to something bigger, how do you know if you're submitting to the right thing? How do you know that you're doing right by so-called God?
Okay. Right.
Is it just a feeling you have?
So how do we know that we are submitting to the right entity, basically?
Yeah.
And, you know, that really comes down to faith because, you know, people as humans, as, like I said, if we're supernatural people, but we're stuck, so to speak, in our human bodies, you know, not really stuck, but, you know, that's what we live and experience the world through right now.
Seems like we're stuck.
Our body.
Seems like we're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so we're here, you know, experiencing the world through our bodies, but, sorry, remind me what you just said again.
Hang on to that question. I want to know about the, when you're submitting, how do you know if you're how do you know that you're actually submitting? How do you know what to do? And how do you know if it's to the right deity? Because there's lots of deities, and not all of them are the right deities. So we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Lori Stawicki is with us. We're talking spiritual warfare on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more of Lori Stawicki right after this.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Lori Stawicki, her book Sacrifice of Tears. We're talking about spiritual welfare, spiritual warfare. So, Lori, before I went to break, we're talking about this idea of submission. And submission is kind of like a theme in religions. In fact, in Islam, I think the word Islam means to submit, I'm pretty sure. And so religions always have this idea of submitting. So how do you know you're submitting? First of all, how do you know you're submitting? And how do you know you're submitting to the right leader, God, entity, or whatever you want to call it?
Yes. Well, that is true that there are so many different religions in the world, and it's remarkable that so many people are also willing to die for their faith, you know, in each of the different religions. You know, the Islams are willing to die for their faith, you know, Christians and, you know, others are, through history, you know, historically have all died, you know, for their faith or been willing to, you know, so it's very important, you know, to most cultures as to what they believe in. Of course, since I am a Christian, I come from a biblical standpoint. And interestingly, there's a passage in the Bible, it's 1 Kings chapter 18, when the prophet Elijah placed this question before the people of Israel, because they were actually worshiping Baal, B-A-A-L, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but they were worshiping Baal. And he said, you know, Baal doesn't have eyes. I mean, he has eyes, but he can't see. You know, it was like this image. You know, he has eyes, but he can't see. He has ears, but he can't hear. You know, he has arms, but he can't touch anything. So he says, how about this? Let's make some altars. You put some beef on your altar. We'll put beef on my altar, whatever. You guys cry out to Baal, and I'll cry out to my God, you know, to the Lord God who made heaven and earth. And let's just see. The God who answers by fire is the real God.
So you're saying.
They said, okay, sounds good.
So hang on, let me just stop right there. So am I hearing you say, correct me if I'm wrong, that if the prayer is answered, then that proves something? And if the prayer is not answered, that proves something?
Well, in this particular...
Is that the...
Because
hello?
The God that answered by fire... Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit. Start again.
Okay. Yes. In this particular case, it does... Because it ended up that... The Baal worshippers, you know, cut themselves and danced and called out to their God and, you know, nothing happened. And then, about, that happened for, So then finally Elijah said, okay, you know, go water poured over these sacrifices here, and then I'll call on my the God who made heaven and earth. And he did, and the God answered by fire. And so they said, okay, yep, you're right. God is, that is God, you know. Interestingly, then when the king had put him in there, he didn't want to, but he had to follow his own law that he had made.
Lori, I can't hear you, and you're cutting out. I don't know if you just moved somewhere, but can you like stay in one place if you're moving, or maybe do something?
Yeah,
different?
I'm sitting still. Yeah,
oh, you're sitting still
here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and start again, because you cut out. I didn't hear anything you said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, I was saying that the Baal worshippers called out to their gods, and nothing happened. And then Elijah called out to God, and the fire came down from heaven and took the sacrifices. And so that was proof. And the other thing is when Daniel was in the lion's den, you were talking about whether if the prayer is answered, that proves, you know, that God is there.
Right.
Daniel was in the lion's den, and the king had to put him in there because he had to follow his own laws, even though he didn't want to, because it was just a trick to get Daniel in trouble. But anyway, the point is Daniel got put in the lion's den, and in the morning the king went out and said, Daniel, was your God able to save you from the lions? And Daniel said, yes. He sent his angel to shut their mouth, and they haven't touched me. So the king made a decree and sent letters out throughout the whole universe, known world at the time, saying, you know, God, you know, don't speak anything against the God of Daniel, because no other God can save like this, you know. So I think there is something to the answering of prayers,
so
you know.
So the prayer is not answered. So by extension, if the prayer is not answered, does that prove something?
You know, that is a very tricky question, because there are lots of prayers that people think are not answered, right?
Right.
We pray for our tests. We pray for our parking spot. You know, we pray for, you know, whatever, safety on the road, different
right.
things.
Yeah.
And if there's a result that we do not like, you know, then we can say, oh, God didn't hear my prayer, you know, or whatever. So I think we do have to be a little bit careful on that, because God has more than one answer.
I'm thinking, it's impossible. I don't hear anything you're saying that makes me think that it's possible to, number one, ascertain whether you're talking the right God or the wrong God, and number two, whether a prayer has been answered or not answered. And I don't think that makes even any sense, that if a prayer is answered, that proves anything, or a prayer is not answered. Because that would imply that if a prayer is not answered, that proves something too. Now you're saying that you don't know. So none of that, I don't really understand any of that stuff. But back to this idea about spiritual warfare. Do you think we're in a spiritual war right now?
Yes, I do. I believe we are.
You think all the stuff that's going on in the world today is an aspect of a type of spiritual warfare? Without,
yes.
What I'm talking about, like the health crisis
yes.
and the riots and all. You think we're in the midst of it right now?
Yes, I do. I think so.
What makes you think that? I mean, it seems that way to me too, but what makes you, what leads you to that belief?
Well, what leads me to that belief is just knowing that some of the things that have been outlined in the Bible, specifically in the New Testament and Revelation, some of those things are coming to pass. And I think it's good to pay attention to the things that are written, you know, in the scriptures, not only in the Bible, but there are things that have been written that concern, like, the end times and things like that. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of hard times in the world when people wondered, like, ooh, is this the last days?
Yeah,
are we
yeah.
in the last days? You know, and that kind of has been an
right.
ongoing conversation since
yeah.
Jesus was on earth, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
and
that's
so,
true.
So we continue to kind of have this question, you know, like, okay, is this bad enough now? Are we yet, are we in
right.
the last
have we
days,
hit bottom
you know?
Yet? Have we hit bottom?
Yeah.
It seems like
right.
we have. I can't imagine. It seems like in a way we have, like, the, you know, I don't know if you heard about this thing called deep fakes. Have you heard of deep fakes? Where you can't tell if something is real at all. It looks, the image, a picture and the sound of the voice look perfectly real, but it's all computerized. Have you seen this?
I saw that big giant that they have. I think it's in New York City now, and they're taking it to the different cities of the world. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but the point I'm making about these deep fakes is that there's no more truth. anymore.
Okay, yeah.
You can't
right.
tell what's true. And that's why I think that we've really reached a turning point. And when you say, is it bad enough? I think that the idea that we don't know what's true anymore is going to force us to become more spiritual. Because the material world can be completely faked now. That's what I think.
Yes.
Right? But,
yeah.
but when you're plugged in, when you're saved, when you're born again, however you want to call it, that can't be faked. If it's
right.
That's real. And that's, I think what's going to happen is we're going to be forced to use another way of perceiving information. You can't do it but with your yes. eyes anymore. You have to do it with your spiritual eyes, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's actually a verse about that. It says, don't judge according to your eyes. It says
yeah.
judge according to the spirit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. That's kind of how I see it. And I think there's the reason I bring up this idea of deep fakes is there was just one of Tom Cruise, the actor Tom Cruise, singing
yes.
and playing guitar. And it looks just
okay.
like Tom. I mean, it looks just like Tom Cruise singing and playing guitar. The voice sounds like Tom Cruise. He doesn't sing. He doesn't play guitar. But he looks great. It looks real. And that's the kind of capabilities we have at synthesizing information now. Digitally, we can completely create
yes.
realities that are virtual, not that don't have any basis in truth. And
yes.
so that's why I say it's going to force us to find truth another way. I think that's what's going to happen. It seems to me like
yes.
we're going to have to use our spidey sense, I call it, but you can call it anything
yes.
you want, you know, intuition. And I think that's where we're
mm-hmm.
headed. All right. Well, thank you so much for pointing all these things out to us. How do people get the book?
The book, they can send me an email at laurie.jane1@yahoo.com. So it's laurie.jane1@yahoo.com and mention book pre-order in the title.
Did you say laurie.jane, do you say?
Yes, yes. laurie.jane1@yahoo.com.
Laurie.Jane1@yahoo.com and put book in the subject heading. Thank you so much for
yes.
being on the bright side, Laurie, and best of luck to you. I appreciate you coming on sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
yes.
you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
It's hard to do justice to these huge topics in a tiny amount of time.
You're absolutely correct.
Thank
but you did a great job. Thank you, Laurie.
That's all the time
we have for today on the bright side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.